What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm JD. With me always are the two greatest co-hosts in the world. It's Houdini and Deepaw. What's poppin', boys?
You know, I had something to say when you started. I thought of it earlier, and I forget.
It's all right.
It's all How's it going, Jedi? Dino, great to see you.
It's going good, as always. Today is going to be an exciting little episode. We're going to be doing the nastiest pitches, giving a little bit of a draft with our Mount Rushmore. We already did the spin the wheel. Actually, today, guess who gets to go first? It's a little different.
Deepaw.
I get to go first.
Give me two.
Yeah.
Give me two.
Deepaw is sandwiched again. The wheel is broken, I think.
Dude, I don't want the three, though, man.
I'm sorry. The wheel has spoken.
I get it.
Dude. That's that.
Tribe has spoken.
Today, we are going to be doing the nastiest pitches of all time. These are pitches that are just unhittable, gross. Starting us off, I will go with my first one. It's Mariano Rivera's cutter. There's no other pitch that I feel like you could pick. Everybody in the stadium knew this pitch was coming every time this guy was pitching on the mound, and nobody could still hit it. The dude pitched for 20 years and literally just made a living off of this pitch.
I love it. I think it's the 1-1 in the draft right there.
It's definitely the 1-1, and the crazy thing is like, when you watch it on TV, you're convinced you can hit it.
Yeah, I will say, it doesn't look like it moves a whole lot, but when they do the catcher's view, it's a sharp cutter.
Like, there's no scouting. There's no, like, you know what's coming. Like, it's got to be the most dominant pitch ever. That's why it's a clear-cut 1-1.
I mean, the greatest stat in the world is there's more people that have walked on the moon than scored a run against Mariano Rivera in the postseason.
I mean, that
still blows my mind.
That's still an asterisk because we don't 100% know if we went there or not. But
oh god!
Oh my gosh! All right, next. Deepaw sandwiched.
All right. You know, if I was one, I think I'd go Mo's cutter right there too. This might be consensus number two. Give me the Greg Maddux two seamer.
That's a good one.
Absolute filth. Hearing him talk about it too, how at a young age he realized he's not going to be able to blow a fastball by people. Different pressures, being able to control that movement was absolutely disgusting.
Greg Maddux is two-seam. That's a great pick, Deepaw. I think that his pitch particularly, they used to call it a knife because it would come out of his hand fast and then slowly slow down as if it was a changeup, but Maddux swears by it that it was a two-seam like slash sinker, but definitely a great pick there.
So I got two picks here. I think the clear-cut three for me is Randy Johnson's slider. Just a release point, I think, for me. Just how devastating it was. I think it was up to 91, 92 miles an hour. So kind of hard not to pick that. I'm leaving another lefty slider on the board that I think is up there too, but I'm just going to leave that. The next pick is hard. I think I'm going to go Pedro's changeup. Pedro's changeup was gross. It was his out pitch, and he was able to just pitch off. He would throw that in any count, but you know, it was definitely his clear-cut out pitch. And plus, he was a dog, so.
Yeah, I feel like Pedro's entire repertoire could be up there, honestly, on here.
Yeah, I love those two picks. Randy Johnson's slider, absolute wipeout. Probably the best slider in MLB history. You mentioned it from that arm angle. It literally started behind the head of a left-handed hitter. I mean, that you talk about scary, something that's coming at you 91, 92, too.
I am going with another lefty with an Uncle Charlie. Probably the biggest Uncle Charlie in my memory, Barry Zito curveball.
Ah, my God, dude. I thought that was the one that was going to slip to me.
It's like 70 miles an hour, just absolutely buckling dudes both sides of the plate. Kind of another one of those two that you know he's coming with that curveball as his out pitch, and you still can't touch it.
Let's see. I got two picks here. This is kind of tough because I feel like now since I have the one seed, anything that goes back, you kind of struggle with that a little bit. I'm going to go with the changeup, kind of a little bit of a similarity with the Pedro changeup. I'm going to go with Trevor Hoffman's changeup. Definitely one of those closers. I think with me, I definitely am swayed towards the closer role because I feel like a lot of closers always have that one iconic pitch that they just live off of. It's their bread and butter. And for Trevor Hoffman, it definitely was that changeup. A huge difference from his fastball and changeup velo-wise. Definitely a gross pitch in MLB The Show, too.
Love it, Jedi. I mean, it's a Hall of Fame changeup. It's absolutely disgusting.
And then going for this back-to-back pick, you know what? I'm going to go with a guy that just was unhittable while he pitched. He played a while ago. and he only threw basically this pitch. He did have other pitches, but he lived off of this. Dude has 7 no-hitters. I'm going to go with Nolan Ryan's fastball.
Dang it.
All right. You know, it's we were just mentioning it before about how nobody throws four-seam fastballs anymore, but let me tell you, this dude just threw way harder than everybody else. People were scared to get in the box against him, and it was an unhittable pitch at the time. I don't know how it would do today with the way everybody throws hard now, but yeah, when he did pitch, though, nobody could hit him.
Yeah, you're exactly right. At the time, nobody threw it as hard as he did, and nobody commanded the inside part of the strike zone like he did. You talked about a Jedi. He'd hit you in a second, and then he'd come up. If he still had an issue, he'd still plunk you again. He didn't care. You know, I'll go with another fastball that when he came up, it was almost unhittable as well. Nobody had seen somebody throw as hard as he did. And kind of took the baseball world by storm. So give me the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow.
Give me Aroldis Chapman. Give me Aroldis Chapman with the four-seamer.
No.
You don't like that, Dino.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't have – look. Dude. Like, I know. I get it. Like, early on, and then, like, early on with the Yanks, like, yes, he was dominant.
Yes. I'm not talking about right now.
No,
I'm talking
about
prime.
No. At the dude, he was really good. But when I think of Chapman, I think – regardless of the fact that Altuve knew the slider was coming, that's all I can think of is the slider that he left over the middle of the plate to Altuve. Regardless that he knew it was coming, it still just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, but I mean, wow, dude. Like, people – another guy that people were very scared to get into the box against. He definitely didn't have the same command as Nolan Ryan, but definitely good pitch. Nasty pitch.
All right, so even with my two picks, I'm going to leave 7 on the board that I think I could take every single one of these guys, and it would make me happy. But I'm going to try to – I'm going to go one of each pitch. So I made the conscious decision before we did this. I'm not going to do a – yeah, I told myself I'm not going to do a fastball, and I'm not going to do duplicate pitches. So I'm taking Kershaw's curveball. Just a straight 12-6 over the top, absolute hammer, and I'm leaving two curveballs out there that I really like, and I'll talk about that in the honorable mention. The next one I'm going with something I saw this year, okay?
It, live in person?
No. I was watching MLB Network and I saw this pitch live, and I was like, "What is that?" Johan Duran, closer for the Twins. He threw a 99.7 mile an hour splinker.
Okay? Splinker. Splitter sinker.
A splitter sinker. A
what?
Splinker at 99.7. Do me a favor. If you're listening to this, get on YouTube and look at this splinker. You know you're throwing something fucking nasty when you're reinventing a pitch like Rick Vaughn in Major League. Like, it's not an eliminator.
The Intimidator.
Yeah, it's the splinker.
Splinker.
I'm just going with pure filthiness. Give me the Roger Clemens splitter. Dean talking about the splinker and talking about splitters kind of may have swayed me a little bit. But at the time, I mean, that's another pitch too. You know, two strikes, doesn't matter. He's throwing a splitter. You know it's coming, and you just can't lay off it because it looks so much like a fastball and then just dies completely at the end. So, yeah, give me a Roger Clemens splitter.
The old Rocket. There's a lot on the board. There's a lot on the board still. I'm going to go with something that nobody really took. Everybody was with the sliders, the curveballs, splitters, fastballs.
Hold on, can I guess? Knuckleball. I knew you were going Wake. I knew you were going Wake.
I'm going R.A. Dickey.
What?
No, New York Mets. Dude, those years, man, where he threw that knuckleball all the time, it was unbelievable. Honestly, I wanted to get a knuckleball in there, and it was either him or Phil Niekro. Because Phil Niekro threw until he was 48 years old and had this
Niekro
threw
awesome.
One pitch. So, I mean, and both of those guys, absolute wiffle ball.
Dude, and what was interesting about Dickey's, too, was Dickey's he threw his harder, too. His was, like, low 80s, and it was still moving like crazy.
Yeah.
Historically, that knuckleball is, like, low 70s, mid-70s.
Honestly, kind of – one of the more disappointing things is that he signed
Dean
with the Toronto –
Dean is shocked right now.
Yeah, I know. One of the more disappointing things is that he signed with the Toronto Blue Jays, and it was a dome, so he didn't get that, like, wind traffic in there that made the ball move so much, and it really affected his career bad.
Bro, I just don't know how we're having this conversation without Tim Wakefield in the conversation.
It was between Wakefield and Dickey when he said knuckleball.
Dude, Wake's knuckleball was, like, don't get me wrong, when he left it up, it got absolutely mashed.
But you don't want to know why? It's because I specifically remember, like, I mean, I was a child, like, baby when this happened, but I remember someone hitting a bomb. Was it Boone?
It was.
I remember that. I think it's nasty, because the only thing I remember about him throwing that pitch was the Yankees going to the World Series because of it.
Yeah, you should also realize that he threw two innings prior to that of shutout baseball. But that night...
But nobody cares about that.
Dude, like, that night is so vivid in my mind, because it was a school night. I had like one of those like pound bags of popcorn, you know, that you get at like a circus. And I grabbed that shit from the bottom and threw it. And like, I thought my mom was going to beat my ass, but like really supportive about it.
Supportive.
Made you clean it up though, for sure.
Oh yeah. I vacuumed like, I don't know, like a half pound of popcorn.
Finding kernels for 2 months.
Yeah. And the popcorn was ass. You know what I mean? It's like circus popcorn.
Well, that was our little Mount Rushmore thing. We'll get some honorable mentions here real quick, because there's a lot of people that we left on the board that unfortunately didn't make the list, but definitely deserve a shout out. I'm going to go with Bruce Sutter, his splitter. We talked about splitters before. Mm. He was a big time closer for the Cubs back in the day. Fairly new Hall of Famer. He had a very gross pitch, was very successful at it for years, just throwing that same pitch. Another one of those pitches to where hitters knew it was coming, but they just had a tough time with it.
All right, for my honorable mentions, Johan Santana's changeup.
That was
absolutely filthy. Pulled the string, and just like, it just paired so well with his fastball. It wasn't going to blow you away with his fastball, but that changeup was a strikeout pitch and was absolutely disgusting. Chris Sale's slider, we were talking about that, and Jacob DeGrom's slider as well.
Ooh, forgot the DeGrom.
It's a little more recency, but that's another one where like, prime DeGrom slider. I mean, didn't he throw like a 95 or 96 mile an hour slider? Like, it broke in. It was hard as shit. It was unbelievable.
Honestly, if you really want to talk about like guys that are more recent, off the top of my head, I mean, I'm going with a prime New York Mets Noah Syndergaard sinker. They used to call it a tornado because it would just sit there and go like this and just drop like a tornado. And then the other guy that comes to mind right away is a prime Blake Trinan. That sinker.
Yeah, that sinker. Bowling ball.
Yeah, he's pretty good. So my we talked about Andrew Miller, his slider is on my honorable mention. We talked about Wakefield's knuckler, he's on my honorable mention. Here are the four that we didn't talk about that are definitely on it: Eric Gagne's changeup and / curveball, whichever one you want to choose.
Vulcan.
The Vulcan's disgusting.
Yeah.
Mussina's curveball was an absolute hammer.
Knuckle curve, yeah, that's a great one.
Kerry Wood's slurve. Prime Kerry Wood with the Cubs.
Yeah, 20 strikeout Kerry Wood, yeah.
And then Roy Halladay's knuckle curve.
Love it. I love all those pitches. Absolutely gross.
That was a good list. Well, that was our little thing of the nastiest pitches of all time, our drafting it, our ranking, our Mount Rushmore. Put your Mount Rushmore down in the comments below. We want to hear from you. We will give you a shout-out next time. We got to hear some of your guys' rankings last time, and it was really cool to see. So let us know at Hot Shots Podcast.